Here's check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. Region 1 Reopening Committee Athletics Extracurricular Activities Task Group is meeting on Friday at 10 o'clock in the morning. We remind you, check before you go to make sure where those meetings are held. Some are being held actually at town halls, and others are still remote meetings. Coming up this weekend, the fifth weekend in Norfolk, it's a virtual weekend in Norfolk this weekend. It's being held on Saturday and Sunday, July 31st and August 1st, and then 2nd. Details and more information on how you can follow it and join in, weekendinnorfolk.org. Also, the Falcon Ridge 2020 Share and Shelter in Place Fest is being held. They will start their virtual fest on Thursday at 1:30, and each day through Sunday, August 2nd, it'll be shown on their Facebook and YouTube pages. Follow the links, facebook.com/Falcon Ridge Folk Festival, and then look for their YouTube channel. Out of Cornwall, planning for future housing alternatives took a step ahead last week. The Board of Selectmen announced at their regular meeting that the town has been awarded a state housing planning grant. The $10,000 grant will cover cost of an interactive process that looks at all the town's housing options. First Selectman Gordon Ridgway said the timing is good because, quote, the Planning and Zoning Commission is currently reviewing its regulations, end quote. Following the completion of the town plan of conservation and development, which forms the basis of those regulations. Out of Falls Village, residents and visitors to downtown Falls Village soon will be able to take advantage of a Wi-Fi hotspot at 107 Main Street. Felicia Jones, the town's economic development director, said the Wi-Fi hotspot should be installed sometime within the next week and will cover the town green. Two points will be installed on the exterior of the building. There will be a sign-in feature. Jones said this is the second project of the Community Development Corporation, the first being planting pollinating plants around the downtown areas. Well, after hours of heated debate, the Connecticut State Senate passed the controversial police reform bill on Wednesday morning. Even after the debate ended, the bill was passed. Senators on both sides of the aisle continued to disagree about how the legislation would impact police in Connecticut. Supporters said it will help the state get rid of bad cops. Governor Ned Lamont said in the past that he supports this legislation. Meanwhile, lawmakers asked state regulators to suspend electricity delivery charge increases until a hearing can be set. The request was made in response to customer outrage over exponential increases in power bills. Since the weekend, Eversource customers have been expressing their anger. According to Representative Liz Linehan, the chairs of the Energy and Technology Committee formally asked the Public Utility Regulatory to suspend the delivery charge increase until a hearing can determine how to best protect taxpayers. Quote, at this hearing, Eversource will need to explain the misinformation campaign they have created to blame others for this increase, end quote. She went on to say, quote, I will continue to work with the House chairman of the committee and let you know if and when Pure agrees to this very reasonable request, end quote. The president of Vassar Brothers Medical Center was let go after holding the position for less than a year. Nuvance Health announced that effective immediately, Joseph Mullaney is no longer employed by Nuvance Health in an internal message sent out yesterday morning. Peter Kelly, the president of Putnam Hospital Center, will be replacing Mullaney. Nuvance Health operates Danbury Hospital, New Milford Hospital, Norwalk Hospital, Sharon Hospital in Connecticut, and Northern Dutchess Hospital, Putnam Hospital Center, and Vassar Brothers Medical Center in New York. Investigators in New York State said COVID-19 mandates in New York businesses, they have issued violations to more than 130 downstate establishments for non-compliance, according to the governor. State police and state liquor authority are increasing patrols and investigations to ensure businesses enforce the state's coronavirus mandates, such as social distancing or wearing face masks in public. Out of Great Barrington, with Housatonic residents fed up and now frightened by new bouts of rusty water, town officials have approved a plan to study solutions to the problem, including a possible takeover of the private water company that serves 840 customers in the village and surrounds. The select board voted unanimously during the remote meeting this week to approve $50,000 for a consultant to look at ownership scenarios that would make it possible to replace Housatonic Water Company's old cast iron water mains. State Representative William Smitty Pignatelli of of Lenox has filed legislation for the state to pay for the study, according to the town manager. Board members vowed to tackle the problem with new fervor and said the issue would remain on the agenda for every meeting until the solution can be found. Other stories that we're following for you. The Goshen Stampede is up in the air. The organizers of the Stampede remains hopeful the event can be held for the 15th consecutive year at the Goshen Fairgrounds, but with reduced attendance to satisfy COVID-19 guidelines. Sean O'Neill of Goshen told the Board of Selectmen he is prepared to host a crowd of 1,100 per day for the weekend event, or 25% of capacity he contends he's allowed to have under state guidelines issued as part as an executive order from Governor Ned Lamont. Meanwhile, Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont said that the state is spending $43.5 million in its federal COVID relief funds to buy 50,000 computers to provide year-round home internet access to 60,000 students and create 200 public internet access hotspots. The aim is to provide students from low-income districts with internet learning access comparable to that enjoyed by students in more affluent areas. In Berkshire County, Berkshire County school superintendents are hailing the state's decision to shorten the coming school year by 2 weeks as they scramble to find a way to reopen amid the coronavirus pandemic. Jeff Riley, commissioner of the Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, announced an agreement this week with the Commonwealth's three largest teachers' unions to reduce the mandatory number of instruction days by 10 from 180 to 170. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Of course, tonight at the Interlaken, it is a roll and stroll, a lobster roll, available for purchase down by the lake. And of course, this weekend, there's barbecue Saturday and waffles and fried chicken on Sunday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 160.29 to 26,539.57 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off the day today at 10,542.94 and the S&P 500 at 3258.44. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.